Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand, Business News Now. Retail sales were lower than expected last month, and analysts are blaming the recent heat wave across the nation. Joining me is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. And Bob, how did the heat end up affecting what Americans bought last month?
Well, Madeline, retailers are telling us that the heat apparently adversely affected demand for fall back-to-school fashions. It's a little hard to get yourself in the mood to buy a jacket or a sweater when the mercury is into the triple digits. The general consensus among Wall Street forecasters had pointed to a 4.2% increase in July. Instead, overall sales were up only 3.7% from a year earlier at stores open at least a year. That year-to-year figure, by the way, is a key measure known as same-store sales. Some of the biggest retail names missed analyst forecasts, including Gap, Limited Brands, Abercrombie & Fitch, and stocks in the retail sector are generally trading lower today.
All right, so retail stores not doing so well. What about other stores?
Well, some stores did do better than others. One example, it was hit or miss among teen-oriented stores. It seems those who had the right fashions on the racks did better. Those with paint-washed jeans, for instance, for some reason reported huge July sales gains. And sales at Walmart stores beat expectations. The world's biggest retailer reports that hot weather drove demand for air conditioners, as you might expect. And it also points to the early start of the hurricane season, which caused people in vulnerable areas to stock up on food and other supplies. One other factor to consider last month, analysts say consumers were also more interested in spending at auto dealers than malls, given those wildly popular employee discount offers from the big car makers. Earlier this week, you'll recall, the Detroit automakers reported their combined results jumped 26.5% in July. Well, that's money that wasn't being spent at the mall or Walmart or other retailers.
So how much will this end up affecting the overall economy? I've heard stories about companies building up their inventories.
Well, keep in mind, retail sales are still up, just not as much as Wall Street was expecting. And there are indications that improving sales for the automakers and the retailers and manufacturers are causing employers to hold on to workers, and that's good for all of us. The number of Americans who filed first-time claims for jobless benefits was down last week, unexpectedly, to 312,000. That's the second decline in 3 weeks. And as for the retail sector in particular, some analysts say there's no cause for worry just yet. They say this week showing doesn't portend a disappointing fall season. It could just be getting off to a slow start. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how some remnants of insidious racism in Japan are hindering business growth in that country.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.